This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We at Geeks Out would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land we broadcast from today and the peoples of the Kulin Nation. We extend our respect to elders past, present, and emerging. Sovereignty was never ceded, and we're beneficiaries of stolen land. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
Transform and roll out!
I'm back.
I can see that.
The scariest of them all.
I'm Megan.
What the hell is going on here?
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You're a lunatic and I like it.
Talk to me.
But I'm not a girl. I'm a shark. You are listening to Geeks Out on Joy.
Let's fly.
Hi, Hudson. Welcome to Geeks Out. We're here to talk about the fantastic Film Festival Australia. Welcome.
G'day, Tamsin. Thanks for having me on the show.
The Fantastic Film Australia is returning for its fifth edition, and it's promising a spectacle of weird and wonderful and wholly unexpected. So what inspired this theme and the selections of films for this year's festival?
Yeah, absolutely. So when we put each program together, what we're really looking for are films that are unlike anything you've seen before, that are trying something new, that have bold visions of our reality or this medium that we all love, or just really damn fun cinema, just film that feels energetic, urgent, sometimes we're dangerous, but really is fighting for its right to exist and has something really exciting to say. You know, by its nature, that means that we're often in the cross-section of cult, genre, art house, underground, alternative, cinema, experimental film sometimes too. But yeah, really just looking for stuff that is exciting and vibrant and energetic. So that's what each program is really designed to showcase. And we're really excited with what we have on offer this year.
Awesome. Yeah, you have 24 feature-length films, 14 short films from across Australia and the world. And as you say, you're looking for energetic and cutting-edge cinema. And how do you believe this year's lineup challenges and engages the audience in new ways?
Yeah, absolutely. So the festival is really designed for risk-takers, both filmmakers and audiences alike. And, you know, a lot of the festival program tries to cater for all sorts of cinematic tastes, whether you're into good high-end elevated art house or if you really love to dive into the trash and get a bit dirty and roll in the muck. You know, I mean, we're a post highbrow, lowbrow kind of festival and all about the fun of it. And I mean, this year, we're really thrilled to have quite a range of films on offer for all walks on the cinematic lens. And we have films that are really exciting voices from Africa, as well as really do-it-yourself underground filmmaking from the streets of LA as well. And we have an Australian selection as well of some of the most exciting voices coming out of our locally sourced filmmakers, as well as, you know, I think the festival and this year in particular, I mean, we think there's so much value in recontextualizing cinema that's coming up into anniversaries or being restored or re-seen through a contemporary lens. And, you know, we're thrilled to have a selection of classics that we think deserve to be seen with an audience in cinema again, the new audiences. So yeah, we think the festival really covers quite a gamut of ideas and visions and experiences.
It definitely, we'll get to some of the movies in a minute, but one of the inclusions is in the Thornbury House. What opportunities does this expansion offer both the festivals and attendees?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we've been running out of the Lido and the Ritz cinemas in Sydney for, the first years of the festival's life. You know, as much as those cinemas are fantastic, incredible venues and have been doing, you know, building great audience. But, there's sometimes, you know, people want to go to the cinemas that are nearby them, that they have a relationship to the staff and the venue. And if we can allow them to access the festival through the places that they love. I mean, it's just such a wonderful opportunity. The Thornbury Picture House is truly a remarkable site in Australia, really trying something new with cinema experience and festivals. You know, the Thornbury Picture House is really all about the context of the site, not so much the content's obviously important, but it's about creating an environment that's intrusive and feels like a celebration and a party. And I mean, that's what a festival really is at the end of the day. It's a party to a certain degree. So the Thornbury Picture House, we can really have asked for a better partner to expand with.
Yeah, oh, it's a great party. And now let's get into some of the films, because you open the festival with the premiere of Sting, the new Australian horror by Carla Roach Turner. What can audience expect from this film, and why is it your opening night?
Absolutely. So Carla Roach Turner is a really exciting voice in Australian filmmaking. He is a true maverick, going from independent and underground cinema with the Wormwood series and just really explosive and propulsive filmmaking. And this is his latest work, which is just a really old school monster movie. And it's one of those films that is just really fun to see with an audience and with a crowd is this, and spiders, just a highly underrated monster, you know, no. As far as movies go. I mean, there's just like, it's the idea of this giant creepy crawly on the roof and, like, you know, running around causing havoc in this apartment complex is just such a fun setting for a film. And we're thrilled to have Kiera attend the premiere for a Q&A as well. And it's just a, you know, a great story of an Australian filmmaker, you know, showing off his work and his talent and just cinema that's really enjoyed in a party atmosphere. So, yeah, thrilled to be kicking off the festival with Sting.
It'll be fantastic. It's definitely on our list to catch up on for sure. You've got one of my other favourite directors, Luke Benson, with Dogman, and it's described as one of the most outrageous films of this year. So what does make this film stand up, and how does it continue to diversify the programme of the festival?
Yes. I mean, Dogman is such an odd film because it's half Taxi Driver, half Beethoven. There's a little bit of Pink Flamingos and a little bit of Home Alone as well. And it's this unholy mashup of influences, and really is, it also is kind of like a supervillain origin story as well with Caleb Landry-Jones, you know, one of the best actors working today. He's a man that's rejected by society. He can never get his foot up. He's dealing with his own issues of disability and mental health and trauma and things. And he can only find solace in his four-legged friends. And he gets to a point where they can help him make cakes and, you know, do his shopping. And, you know, and then eventually they will become his army for enacting his version of justice, you know, across the people who have wronged him over his life. And, it's just a really, you know, it feels almost like a pulpy exploitation film, but also, you know, Caleb brings such a heart to the character and his love of classical music and Shakespeare and art as well as just savage violence across people that he thinks deserve it. So, yeah, it's a really one-of-a-kind production, that's for sure.
That's awesome. Again, definitely on my list to go see. So you do a few special events in this one, and I'd to mention you are doing a nude screening, Naked Gun. Unique experience to the festival. So how did these events complete the film lineup and contribute to the overall atmosphere of the film? And where do they come from?
Absolutely.
Who said, let's do a nude screening?
Well, yeah, let's take it back to the first one, which was a few years ago now. And there was a film that we screened called Patrick, which was set in a nudist colony. Really excellent film. And, you know, we're just thinking of ways that we can create a unique and memorable experience. And, you know, we just had that idea of, like, what if we did a nude screening? And, you know, people thought it couldn't be done. That was impossible. But then we gave it a go, and the response was incredible. We had, you know, each session gets over 100 people fully naked, and there's something about the cinema that's just a great place to be naked. I mean, it's a bring-your-own-towel situation, and, you know, we adjust the air conditioning and create a really secure and safe environment. We take that really seriously. But, you know, in a cinema, it's dark. There are there's rules to that space as well. I mean, you have to look forwards and that you have to self-manage, you know, the way that you behave in that space as well. And everybody has always been incredibly respectful. And it is, you know, the different types of people that come through is always, you know, really interesting to see, whether it's couples or friend groups of friends trying something new, or nudists, or all sorts of different walks of life and demographics. And, you know, I'm introduce each cinema fully naked as well, so you can buy a ticket to that, you know, if you want to. But as far as the selection goes, I mean, there's certain things to consider, you know, in a space, you know, people are already quite vulnerable, and it's about creating a positive and wholesome and lighthearted tone. So we've done the full Monty, Zoolander last year. We did that film New Tuesday. And this year it's Naked Gun. I've always wanted to do Cats, like the 2018 film Cats, but they wouldn't let me. So maybe next year I need to get that over the line.
You need it to be remade, though, I think. That's how you get it over the line. Festival closes with a 15th anniversary screening of Gaspar Noé, Enter the Void, accompanied by the original live score. How does the immersive experience, you think, enhance the audience engagement in the film? And why was this particular film chosen to conclude the festival?
Gaspar Noé is really the central figure in alternative, outlaw, left of center, extremity cinema. And, you know, his voice is such an important one in contemporary zeitgeist of vibrant and unique and singular storytelling. And, you know, having the opportunity to celebrate what is, you know, one of his groundbreaking pieces, Enter the Void, which is just, you know, holds up as one of the most outrageous and mind-flaying cinematic experiences that has ever been made, is you know, a really exciting opportunity. And the sound of that film is such a massive part of it. It's not like a traditional score in the sense. It's more of a soundscape of ambient, experimental, and stems from the French techno scene, rave scene of the 2000s. And, you know, the stems and the influence was provided by one half of Daft Punk. So, you know, it's really a testament to the taste of the project. So, you know, for the screening in Melbourne and Sydney, we're working with a Sydney-based electronic music performer, Corinne, who is interpreting the aesthetics and sensibilities of that work into a new reimagining of that soundscape live in cinema. Just that melding of live experience and cinema together is quite a unique taste, I think. So we're really excited to be having that as closing of our festivities, and I think it's a really perfect fit for the taste and the vision of the festival.
Thank you so much for bringing this. You know, I have to ask, do you have a favourite film that we haven't spoken about?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll just be sneaky and mention two very quickly. Metal Skin, which is Jeffrey Wright's follow-up to Rumpa Stompa, which stars teenage Ben Mendelsohn as a streetcar underground racing through the suburbs of Altona and Western Melbourne. It's a really exciting restoration of one of his seminal works and a criminally underrated piece of Australian film history. So Jeffrey will be attending the screening as well for a Q&A for the first session too. So that's going to be a really thrilling session. And the other true discovery of the year is Last Stop to Yuma County, which feels like the early works of the Coen brothers, of Tarantino, of just filmmakers who are really bursting at the seams with energy and wit and vibrancy and propulsive filmmaking. And it really is such an exciting piece. So Last Stop to Yuma County is one absolutely not to be missed as well.
Wow, awesome. So as you can hear, it's so much to see and go. You can go and check it out at fantasticfilmfestival.com.au. Thank you so much, Hudson, for being with us here at Geeks Out, and we look forward to catching some of the films.
Thanks, Tamsin. See you there.
Transform and roll out!
I'm back.
I can see that.
The scariest of them all.
I'm naked.
What the hell is going on here?
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You're a lunatic and I like it.
Talk to me.
But I'm not a girl. I'm a shark. You are listening to Geeks Out on Joint.
Let's fly.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.